I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
Any varmint that crosses that lady's path has met its match.
Come on!
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Have you looked out your window lately? Have you listened to the news? Have you seen what's going on in this country? The federal government has declared war on its own people. Marietta, California, now the new ground zero. We thought that this fiasco at the Bundy Ranch was something to be seen. But what the Border Patrol is doing, what the federal government is doing in Marietta, California, makes me shake my head. How do we allow something like this to happen? How, as citizens of a constitutional republic, do we allow our federal government to be rulers that reign over us, that dictate policy to our states, to our law enforcement, to our sheriff's department? How is it that we have law enforcement, we have sheriffs who are sworn to defend the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic, who simply say, they're the federal government, they can do whatever they want? Are we so ignorant that we no longer understand the necessity to preserve the sovereignty of the states, the sovereignty of the people? Because you see, if this is the reality that we live in, if this really is who we are, then we are not a constitutional republic. We are a totalitarian kingdom where the federal government rules and reigns over us, dictates to us what we can and cannot do, how we live, what we eat, what laws we accept, well, how we enforce them. That is so, so very against who we're supposed to be and who our framers wanted us to be. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Jason has no answers for us. He's on NBC's Meet the Press, and the other Obama administration officials have no answers because they're not going to tell us what they're going to do, because they're not going to do anything. They're trying to make the states believe that they're going to fill up your facilities with these illegal immigrants and take care of them for you. The federal government is going to be worse than those parents who abandoned their children across the border. They're going to dump these people into our states and then wash their hands and say, this is your problem, and start pointing fingers at the states. They did that at the Bundy Ranch already. Oh, it's the states' fault all this happened. It's the state's fault that this erupted the way it did. Don't be stupid, governors. Don't be stupid, mayors. This is going to be your disaster to deal with on your budget. The federal government is aiding and abetting a foreign invasion into our states. And the states will comply if they don't stand up and say no. What is happening in Marietta, California should be happening on the state level. Governor Perry in Texas should say, no, no, wait a minute. We're not accepting these people. I got a question for you. If the federal government can load these people on buses and load them on airplanes and fly them and drive them across the United States and dump them into our cities, why in the world can they not be put on airplanes and on buses and taken home? America is not their home. Why aren't we flying them home? Oh, well, you know what? Maybe we don't want to send them across the borders back to hostile environments. We don't want to send them back to hostile countries. Well, then send them across the border that they came from. Let Mexico deal with their sieve-like borders. If people can come into their borders with no restrictions and whatsoever, let them deal with the consequences of their negligence. Stop dumping their problems on us. If you think this is about the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, you have no idea what is really going on here. These are not illegal immigrants from Mexico. These are illegal immigrants from all over the world. Illegal immigrants, many of them coming from countries that hate us, who want to kill us, who want to blow us up. And now Obama is loading them on buses, putting them on airplanes, giving them free transportation, dumping them off in the States, and he's going to abandon them like a negligent parent abandoning his child in a homeless shelter. What in the world have we become? We are supposed to buy this solution from the Department of Homeland Security. There's deportation proceedings pending against everybody coming illegally across the border. Really? Are we supposed to buy that? You know what I don't believe? I believe they don't even know who these people are. I believe they're not even doing checks on them. They're not even gathering information. They're just loading them onto buses and airplanes and flying them. My goodness, what do you and I have to do to fly today? What type of security checks do we have to go through to fly today? And illegal immigrants can be flown, can be transported across this country. Illegally, mind you. Putting our cities, putting our communities, putting our states in harm's way. And destroying our Constitution and the law in the meantime. The Department of Homeland Security, with their answers, deportation proceedings pending against everybody coming illegally across the border. Yeah, right. And then what do they say? We will enforce the law. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. How many has this man had, by the way? How many press secretaries can Obama go through? They were asked, can you answer this question? Can you tell us what you're going to do with these people without ambiguity? Earnest says, what I can say without ambiguity is that the law will be applied and there's going to be due process that they will be subject to. I won't stand here and say how those claims will be processed. It wouldn't be appropriate for me to do so. But, he says, the law will be rigorously applied. Is that so? If the law is to be rigorously applied, as the press secretary for the president says, then immigration law 8 U.S.C. Code 1324 states that it's a crime to either knowingly or recklessly conceal, harbor, or shield from detection, or attempt to conceal, harbor, or shield from detection, transport or move, or attempt to transport or move, or to even encourage or induce an illegal alien to come, to enter, or reside in the United States knowingly or recklessly in disregard of the fact that such coming to entry or residence is or will be in violation of the law. If the law is going to be rigorously applied, Mr. Earnest, then that means you must rigorously apply U.S. Code 8 U.S. Code 1324 and know that it's actually a crime what this federal government is doing. Anyone found guilty of violating 8 U.S. Code 1324 is subject to fines, prison, or both. Did you hear that? 10 years in prison. If you and I were to do what the federal government is doing right now and the law were to be rigorously applied, we would be spending 10 years in prison for each illegal immigrant. That means if we had 30 illegal immigrants, we could be sentenced to 300 years in prison. How many illegal immigrants are our federal government transporting now? If the law is going to be rigorously applied, then we must consider 8 U.S. Code 1611, which sets forth specific federal benefits that cannot be given to illegal aliens. It is against the law to issue any grant, contract, loan, professional license, or commercial license provided by an agency of the United States or by appropriate funds of the United States. It is against the law to provide any retirement, welfare, health, disability, public or assisted housing, post-secondary education, food assistance, unemployment benefits, or any other similar benefits which payment or assistance are provided to an individual, household, or family by an agency of the United States or by appropriated funds of the United States. If the law is going to be rigorously applied, then we must rigorously apply 8 U.S. Code 1611, which makes it against the law to transport, feed, and house these illegal immigrants. If we're going to rigorously apply the law, then we must understand that our local law enforcement has a role to play in this. If we're going to rigorously apply the law, then your sheriff, your police department, your local law enforcement of any nature, your local government, your mayor, your city council, your county commission have an obligation to protect the protesters who are against the busing of these illegal immigrants. Yes, that's the law. That is the law. Preserve the Constitution. Protect the people of this country. And stop violating our liberty.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's liberty's lobbyist. Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
The president's press secretary says that we are going to be rigorously enforcing the law. Man, I sure wish that we had local government that was willing to rigorously enforce the law. Because I'll remind you that our local law enforcement, that our local governments have taken an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Your federal government has become lawless. Your federal government has declared war on its own people, denying the law and destroying the Constitution. I've shown you the federal laws that they are violating. They are aiding and abetting a foreign invasion of our country. That is a violation of their duty under the Constitution. Violating federal law. Violating constitutional principles. Expanding their power beyond constitutional limitations by dictating policy to our local governments and our local law enforcement. Rolling in with riot squads to force these unlawful acts on our people. If this is not a violent declaration of war, what more will it take? What more? I mean, I can't even envision anymore, other than if all these illegal immigrants were actually wearing uniforms and carrying military-style weapons. Is that what we need to see to consider this an invasion? I don't know. What more does it take? We have people getting sick because of this. If this were biological warfare, if a bomb was dropped on us with biological warfare, would we then consider it an invasion? Would we then consider it an attack on our country? What if those biological elements are coming from people? Our people getting sick. I thought this was all about national security. I thought every infringement upon our liberty was all about national security. I thought that's what we were doing. No. It's not about national security. Wipe those scales off your eyes. None of these things have ever been about national security. It's about increasing federal power, decreasing state sovereignty, destroying the Constitution, and subverting the liberties that are inherently belonging to the people. That's what this is about. If it was about national security, we would not be busing people to our cities. We would be busing them to the Mexican border and shooing them along their way. We would be putting up fences and stopping this illegal immigration. But the federal government says fences don't work. Really, if fences don't work, then why is there a fence around the White House? If fences don't work, let's tear down the fence so that surrounds the White House, and we will then see how much the president enjoys fences. How are we going to deal with this situation? What are we going to do now that we are being invaded with biological agents? These people, we have no idea who they are. The people in Marietta, all they want to do is know how many, who they are, and whether they're going to bring diseases into their cities. They have a right to know that. They have a right to control that. And the local law enforcement has a duty to ensure the safety of their local residents. Somebody needs to contact the mayor of Marietta. I know Pete Santelli is. I was on his show. He did an emergency broadcast last night. And I was on his show, and we issued a decree to the mayor of Marietta, to the local law enforcement, to the sheriff. Protect your people. Because if you do not now do what you need to do, if you fail to heed our warnings, if you fail to listen to your people, the consequences of your negligence will be grave, and they will be in your hands. Why would you want to deal with the consequences when you could protect your people up front? You need to know what your rights are. And I'm going to tell you.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist. The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Chris Ann Hall here. Let me show you how to get to my website. ChrisAnnHall.com. ChrisAnnHall.com. If you're interested in knowing about the federal law that I have told you about, that the Department of Homeland Security, that the Border Patrol are violating, the 8 U.S. Code 1324 and 8 U.S. Code 1611, then you need to go to my website and read an article that I've written called Amnesty on Trial. This will give you in your hands the links to those laws. You can read them themselves. You can read them yourself. You can see how violating these federal laws is a crime if you and I were to commit it. But since the federal government has been in the habit of denying law, has been in the habit of destroying the Constitution, they completely disregard the fact that the law doesn't apply, it should apply to them as well. Do you know something that is very interesting? In 1688, a revolution was brought against a king. And the grounds for that revolution, in part, were the fact that the king, the executive branch of their government in Great Britain, was writing law, overturning law, and setting aside law, when that was the sole duty and responsibility of their legislative branch in Parliament. In 1688, they had separation of powers, just like we do. They had an executive branch in the king, they had a legislative branch in Parliament, and they had a judicial branch. And the executive branch was writing law, overturning law, setting aside law, declaring themselves above the law, independent of the law. And Parliament said, that's enough. And a revolution was born. It's called the Glorious Revolution of 1688, and it caused King James II to flee the kingdom on a horse, abdicate his throne. That was not the last time we saw this. 1776, go read the Declaration of Independence. We have legislators in Parliament writing laws and enforcing laws on the colonists that they themselves were not bound to. The colonists said, if the people in Parliament can make laws that are to be enforced on us, and they never have to be subject to those laws, then those people do not represent us. And having legislation without representation is a violation of our liberty. And that's why we went to war. It wasn't taxes. It was legislation without representation. Legislators creating law and then declaring themselves above the law. Hey, wake up, America. This is the country that you live in. Federal laws enforced against citizens. How many men and women have gone to jail for violating immigration law? How many businesses have been fined out of existence for violating immigration law? And now the federal government declares themselves above the law? And we're supposed to be okay with that because, you know, they're the federal government. They can do whatever they want. I mean, that's what my Florida government tells me. That's what our Commissioner of Agriculture told us when we protested about the UN expanding the borders in the Everglades through the Department of Interior. Well, they're the federal government. They can do whatever they want. That's what my Senate President, Don Gates, told me. The federal government's supreme over the states, and if you believe otherwise, you should be shot or hanged. If you believe that the states are superior in their sovereignty to the federal government, my Senate President, Don Gates, says you should be shot or hanged. But apparently, that's what the federal government believes, too. Because we have in Marietta, California, protesters are saying, no, We don't want these people here unless you can ensure our safety. They don't want to deny these people aid, but it makes no sense to give people aid if they're going to destroy you in the process. I mean, it's just ludicrous. The people, both sides, before the federal government paid, protesters showed up. Both sides agreed. We will allow these people in on three conditions. Number one, we know how many you're sending us, and we ensure we have proper bed space for them and we don't overcrowd our facilities. Number two, we determine their health needs and we do not put people in population with communicable diseases. We will not accept them if they need they need the proper health care to prevent us from being infected and from to prevent an epidemic in our city. Condition number three, we not only want to know who they are, how many they are, we want background checks on all these people. We want to ensure that you're not releasing repeated offenders, known criminals. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. As a prosecutor, I guarantee you that there are people on that bus who are not only convicted felons, but have pending warrants for their arrest. Those kind of numbers, I can guarantee you there's someone on that bus, many someones, I imagine, with pending warrants for outstanding criminal activity. And the people of Marietta say, we don't want to deal with your criminal problem, foreign countries. We don't want to deal with that. We don't have to deal with that. And we're going to stop this from happening unless these three conditions are met. And the federal government thinks that's unreasonable. The federal government is going to send in riot squads and use violence to deny these people these reasonable conditions. See, I thought this was all about national security. I thought this was all about keeping people safe. I thought we had to expand the power of the federal government over that of our states in order to keep us safe. Does it sound like it? Are we able to scrape the scales off our eyes and uncover our ears now and see the truth in our government? Are we able to do that? I'd just like to know. Because we need to know what the people's rights are. Do you know those people who are protesting in Marietta have rights superior to the federal government? Do you know the Bill of Rights grants nothing to the federal government? The 10th Amendment merely delegates power in a limited and defined form, which and then declares that all the other power remains in the states. Your federal government is exceeding its power limit, and your states are allowing them. But you see, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of their grievances. These are the recognized rights of the people, rights that are inherent to us, rights that are gifted to us by our Creator, not by the government, and it is recognized by the government that these are our rights. The Constitution doesn't establish those rights, it merely recognizes them and puts the brakes on the federal government. And the Supreme Court, you know I don't invoke the Supreme Court because I have no faith in them anymore, but past Supreme Court precedent actually upholds the First Amendment and a limitation on the federal government. The Supreme Court believes being offensive and politically incorrect is actually protected by the First Amendment. Sandra Day O'Connor said in a Supreme Court opinion that we don't need the First Amendment to protect popular speech. We have First Amendment to protect offensive and politically incorrect speech. In Texas v. Johnson, from 1989. The Supreme Court said, a bedrock principle underlying the First Amendment is that the government may not prohibit the expression of an idea simply because society finds the idea itself offensive or disagreeable. It goes further than that. In R.A.V. versus St. Paul in 1992, the Supreme Court overturned an ordinance in St. Paul, Minnesota that banned hate speech. Any expression such as burning a cross or swastika that might arouse anger, alarm, or resentment in others on the basis of race, color, or religion, or gender. And the Supreme Court struck down that ordinance as unconstitutionally discriminating based on the content of expression. But here's a good one that we've forgotten. Arresting peaceful protesters for disorderly conduct is unconstitutional, according to the Supreme Court. Now, this case comes from the peaceful protesters during the civil rights movement, Edwards v. South Carolina from 1963. Arresting, convicting, and punishing protesters who are peacefully assembled where there was no violence or even threat of violence on their part. Remember, in the civil rights movement, the violence came from the government. And the Supreme Court says when the protesters are not threatening violence and violence is not coming from them, their protest is an expression of free speech. And their arrest is a violation of that free speech, free assembly, and freedom to petition. In Hague v. CIO from 1939, this is how far back this goes. The Supreme Court ruled that peaceful demonstrators may not be prosecuted for disorderly conduct and secured streets and sidewalks as public forums. What are your law enforcement supposed to do when the federal government comes in and tries to, with riot police and riot enforcement, to remove peaceful protesters? Well, the Supreme Court has an idea about that. Come back and I'll let you know what it is.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist. Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
America, it's time to wake up. Hear the resounding alarm and become resolved in your defense of liberty and the defense of our Constitution. What these people are doing in Marietta, California is exactly what we should be doing. Our constitutional remedy on display right in front of your eyes. It is the solution to our federal government invasion. It is the solution to an executive branch who has no limits and a Congress who's become irrelevant and impotent. What is Congress's solution to the Marietta problem? What is Congress's solution to this invasion of foreign forces? Well, let's see. They've arranged a tour of the Immigration Detention Center. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They're going to tour the facility. We're going to have a little pomp and circumstance, a little photo op, a little emotional play on the citizens as our Congress is going to tour the Children's Immigration Detention Center. That's their solution. Political games and public manipulation. What should be their solution? The Constitution should be their solution, but they refuse. Our federal government denies the Constitution, denies federal law. Right now, Congress should be drawing up articles of impeachment and warrants for the arrest of everyone who is violating 8 Code 1634 and 1611. That's what they should be doing right now. Not another congressional hearing. Not another tour. But issuing warrants for arrest of the people who are violating federal law. But they refuse. So that means your solutions come from your local government, your constitutional sheriffs, your local law enforcement, your mayors, your city council, your county commission, who have a duty to protect the protesters. And the Supreme Court says so. The Supreme Court has said over the years, over decades, arresting peaceful protesters for disobeying order to leave is unconstitutional. And the police must protect protesters over the safety of the public. 1969, Gregory v. Chicago, quoting the Supreme Court, "To let a policeman's command become equivalent to criminal statute comes dangerously near to making our government one of men rather than of laws. There are ample ways to protect the domestic tranquility without subjecting First Amendment freedoms to such a clumsy and unwielding weapon. Officers must take all reasonable efforts to protect the demonstrators." Dunlap v. City of Chicago, 1977, ruling that the local government must provide police in such numbers in their professional judgment are required to afford adequate protection of the protesters. Glasson v. City of Louisville, 1975, quoting, "A police officer has the duty not to ratify and effectuate a heckler's veto. A heckler's veto is when people try to stop the protests because they don't agree with what's being said. The federal government has become a heckler to our protests, and they're vetoing our voice. And the courts have said a police officer has the duty to stop that from happening. And he cannot join a moiling mob intent on suppressing ideas. Instead, the court says, law enforcement must take reasonable action to protect from violence persons exercising their constitutional rights. Your local law enforcement, your sheriffs, your chiefs, your mayors, your city council, your county commission have a duty to the Constitution and to their people to protect them from the violence that's going to be submitted on them by the federal government trying to silence their voice and destroy their liberty." And that's the solution to the federal government problem. And if we don't take it, local governments, the blood of the people will be on your hands. Are you ready to deal with that? Probably not. God bless. See you tomorrow.